Hey, hey, it's Shari Hawkins, and welcome to the World Athletics Podcast, where we're reliving another exciting day at World Athletics Championships in Oregon, USA. Let's get it.
It's day five of the World Athletics Championships. Gail Devers alongside me, multiple world and Olympic champion. Honestly, I could barely pause for breath. I can hardly remember a better single day of athletics than this. What a night. What a night, Gail Devers.
I had to sit back. It's making me tired. This is awesome. I mean, this is what championships are made of. It's the best of the best meeting at this time, performing at their best.
The final of the men's 400 hurdles promised much. This time, the Olympic champion Vahon went backwards. Benjamin came through. Silver in Tokyo for him. But it was a glittering gold for Dos Santos, upgrading his bronze from 12 months ago. The greatest performance of his career, richly deserved. He's been the outstanding man in 2022, and he took the title in fine style. Coming round the top bend, Vahon and Dos Santos. Now Benjamin beginning to move on the inside. All three medalists from Tokyo. Vahon's going backwards. Benjamin's coming through. Dos Santos has the belief, he has the desire, and he has the talent. The Viking roared in Tokyo, but tonight belongs to Alison Dos Santos. A massive championship record, a lifetime best, and he was not to be denied revenge. He has plundered the Vikings' gold and done it in incredible style. Take a bow, Alison Dos Santos. We salute you. You are the greatest in the world in 2022, and you have beaten the best in history to do it. Brilliant by the Brazilian, brilliant. You've got to be so pleased for Alison Dos Santos. He's worked tirelessly since finishing third in Tokyo, and he richly, richly deserves his moment in the spotlight. Tonight, it is his turn to shine.
Like, that's pretty awesome to me. That's pretty awesome for my team. You know, we dream with that. I really, really did everything that I can to come here and win the world championship, to broke the record. So we are so proud with that. We are really, really happy. Now I just want to enjoy, just want to see the race again and see how fast we was on the track. Like, just have fun, enjoy the moment. Like, the Olympic Games, we was third, but we run so fast, but we was third. I was third. So come to here and win the world championship is pretty awesome to me, you know, because like we run with Caster for home, with Benjamin, with everybody, and we won, you know. So I'm so excited with that. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I'm so proud because I really did everything that I can to come here and run fast. So I'm so happy with that.
And how he will soak up the applause and the plaudits. Silver again for Benjamin, but I think that's a great result after the difficult season he's had.
Oh, I agree. You know, he worked hard. He's, like you said, he's come through so much, and he's the happiest silver medalist out here because he worked hard for that, and he did, and he deserved it. And what about Bassett? You know, coming through with a PR of 47.39. When it count, he stepped up and made it happen.
I am so pleased for Alison Dos Santos. I love them all. I think what Benjamin and Dos Santos and Vahon did last year elevated athletics to a higher plane. But you've got to admire the way he's attacked everything this season. He's still third on the all-time list, but he's taken a few tenths off his South American record.
And they are going to be celebrating in Brazil for the next 2 weeks.
That is superb from Dos Santos. The men's 1500-meter final promised, in theory, to deliver Jakob Ingebrigtsen the Olympic title and the world title. But Jake Whiteman didn't read the script, becoming the first Briton to win this event since Steve Cram back in 1983. He could not compute what he had achieved. He will tomorrow, after probably 55 interviews tonight. This is a massive opportunity for Jake Whiteman. So often he's missed out, and he's cut up Jakob Ingebrigtsen there, and he's taken the inside line. Chariot closing in on Ingebrigtsen's shoulder. Katia trying to find a way through on the inside. This is a brilliant run by Whiteman. What a story it would be if he took the title. He might hang on here. Ingebrigtsen's trying. He's closing, but he's looked over his shoulder. Jake Whiteman, with the performance of his lifetime, denies the Olympic champion the world crown. So often, Whiteman has missed out. Just off the podium in Doha, run out of it in Tokyo, and in total disbelief, he joins Steve Cram as a world champion. The Briton is in the commentary box, and he'll be stunned. Whiteman's dad is on the PA duties, and he stopped talking. He so richly deserves this, Whiteman. We knew that he was having a good season when he stormed to victory in Rabat, but somehow he has dethroned the Norwegian king and become the champion of the world. Whiteman just produced the race of his life, and he's beaten a young man who's on his way to becoming one of the all-time greats. But it was not to be Ingebrigtsen's day, it was Whiteman's day, and he still can't believe what he's just achieved.
You talk about strategy, and like you said, we know how Ingebrigtsen actually normally runs, and Whiteman was like, no, not this time. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to go, and if you go with me, I'm going to dig down to my toes to find that heart to keep going. That was the race of a lifetime for him, and he did it at the right moment.
And, you know, we've spoken at great length about how important this championship is for track and field in the States.
Right.
We're also in Britain struggling for profile. We don't have quite the same following that we did in the 80s, and this will be huge for athletics in Britain. Huge.
That's awesome, and that's what it is. Like, you're telling us to get our kids there. We're telling you guys the same thing. Let's keep track and field going. It is a great sport, and it teaches you so much about yourself that you can dig deep when you have to dig deep.
And bounce back from multiple global disappointments. Huh. Edged out in Doha. Well off the pace in Tokyo, but he went away, worked out what was missing, regrouped, regathered, and he's beaten one of the greats in Jakob Ingebrigtsen. Probably only in his wildest dreams did he dare to think that from that position of Ingebrigtsen leading with 200 to go, that he would get a gold. He probably would have bitten your hand off for a bronze, but he's taken the best medal of all.
He has. And that race, I think that's it just shows what athletics is about. It really does. I mean, it brought a tear to my eye because I like to see people run with their heart, and that's what he did.
I just felt good through all the laps, and I knew that if I was there with a lap to go, I'd have a chance, and I just wanted to leave the stadium having put some sort of impact and imprint on the race, whether that got me a medal, whether I just missed out. I wanted to do something that gave me a chance to win it, and even when I made the move, never did I thought that I'd pull it off. I just kept expecting him to come past, someone else to come past. So to actually have done it is like still a pinching moment, and I think it will take a long, long time to sink in.
Your previous global medal was bronze at the Commonwealth Games. This is quite a step.
Yeah. I think Tokyo was so bad, and it filled me with a lot of disappointment, and it's taken probably up until this point to kind of shake that off, and I just felt like it wasn't a reflection of what I could do, and that was the biggest gutting thing, is that I didn't really fulfill how I felt as though I was going into that champ. So I just wanted to come away from this knowing that I was in good shape and I'd done everything to show that I was. And if that was a medal, it was a medal. If that was a win, very, very small chance of happening, but it has, so crazy.
How did you get that belief?
I think you've got to have the self-confidence. I've never been one to outwardly show that, but the self-belief is something that I've always had. You have to be super confident in your abilities coming at this level, and I feel like that you've really got nothing to lose. Like, how often do you make a global final, let alone challenge for a win? So I just knew that I had nothing to lose, and the opportunity was there to give it a go. So just so happy that I took the risk and it's paid off.
When he moved through on the inside, he was clear of Ingebrigtsen, so he had the right to do that.
Right.
That was not in the Ingebrigtsen game plan. He's not used to that. With 150 to go, he's not used to somebody taking him on the bend and cutting it in front of him.
But that's what you do. You learn your competitors, you understand, and you change the game plan. When you change the game plan on somebody at a spur of the moment, they either respond or they'll fall. Predator versus prey. Tonight, Whiteman was definitely the predator, and he stalked his prey.
And what about Eleanor Patterson for Australia in the high jump? That was for 202, the gold, and an area record.
I had cleared the 2 meter jump on my second attempt, and it was putting me in fourth or fifth position, I can't remember. And so if I wanted a medal, I had to stay alive. And so I guess I was coming off of the back of that really good clearance over 2 meters, and so I just had to replicate that exact same thing and remain calm. And I guess it was starting to get really exciting, and so I just had to control my breath and whatnot. And I managed to be able to reproduce that jump and clear 2:02 on my first, and so honestly in disbelief.
Patterson needs a piece of magic here to get herself into a medal winning position. It's a brilliant performance so far. Can she find something else here in front of a packed stand who are absolutely loving this high jump competition? Needs some of that famous Aussie grit here. Oh, yes! That is brilliant! Another PB for Patterson. And she has gone into the lead with a first-time clearance at 2:02. The Australians will be going absolutely wild back home. Incredible performance. And she, too, will be the toast of a nation thousands of miles away.
Honestly, I'm just in disbelief right now that has come to fruition. I knew I was of this caliber, and I knew I could bring out a big performance, but it's been a pivotal year for me in so many ways. Clearing 2 meters for the first time at World Indoors, and then to be able to bring out this performance. It hasn't been smooth sailing in a lot of ways. I have had a bit of a few injuries leading into this, and so I haven't been able to compete much, but to come out tonight and perform like that, especially up against such phenomenal athletes and women, and the performances tonight were incredible. And so I'm just so humbled, and I'm in disbelief that I'm world champion. I don't think I can even say it yet, really.
A brilliant performance all evening. Composure, class, and with it, she writes history for Australian track and field. That is a superb title and a great story for Patterson.
It's one of those days where you just call upon everything that you've got in your being to say, this is what I've worked for, and make it happen.
Well, from an area record to a championship record, Che of Slovenia has been this year's outstanding talent. He's thrown over 70 meters for fun, and he did it again. Can he take the lead here? He knows he's capable. He's gone 69. Oh, and that's over 70. Now the big guy delivers his best. That was huge. He's pumping his fists. This is what we've seen from the Diamond League circuit all season. When it all connects, this 6'9" giant is irresistible, irresistible to watch. And that might well have been the gold medal winning throw. How big was it? Oh, it was huge. 71-13. Che has put himself in pole position. And he's broken the championship record. A massive 71-13 for Christian Che, beating the favourite Daniel Stahl of Sweden. It was all about the man who's nicknamed Superman tonight. And he loved every single second of it.
The first throw was like a secure 165, but then I just went for it. I knew I'm prepared for a big throw, so I did it. It feels amazing. Like, especially it's my first major medal, so it's amazing.
I don't know about you, Rob, but I'm tired.
I need a lie down or a beer or both.
I need to stretch.
I think we all, to varying degrees and for varying reasons, had such a hard year in 2020, and we were looking forward to come in here to Eugene. It's been such a strange time for all of us. And yes, Tokyo was amazing. It was great to watch the athletics, and it was a privilege to be there commentating. There's only about 700 of us, I think, including officials in the stadium. But this is so special for all of us to be here, right, Sharing the experience together. That's the difference. And what an experience this is turning out to be.
It's a great experience. I mean, you talk about the fans. They are cheering on everyone because they needed this, you know, for this to be Tracktown USA, and we've not had anything for that time, you know, uncertainty for a lot of people. This right here was a moment for the world.
As if tonight wasn't enough, let me tease you with what lies in store here in the stadium where they say, feel the glory. Well, we will do. Qualification for the women's javelin, heats of the women's five. We start the battle for glory in the other middle distance event for the men, the 800. Semis of the women's four hurdles, a chance to see McLaughlin and co once again. Semis of the women's and men's 400 metres. And then we will round off with the women's 3,000 steeplechase final, an event that sprung to life in 2005 when Dorcas Inzakuru ran through the pouring rain to win it for Uganda in Helsinki. Well, this has been one of the great nights of athletics in World Championship history. You've been listening to Gail Devers and myself, Rob Walker. It's been an utter pleasure and a privilege. Good night. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the World Athletics Podcast. To enjoy even more coverage, you can go ahead and search World Athletics, it's all one word, on all of your favorite social platforms. Or go ahead and head to our website at worldathletics.org. See you there.